We're joined now by Simon Johnson. He's a former chief economist at the International Monetary Fund, currently a professor at the Sloan School of Management at MIT. Professor Johnson, thanks so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
First question, to put you on the spot a bit, do you think the candidates addressed the financial crisis question last night?
I think they both punted, actually. I think they're very aware they mustn't make a mistake at this stage, and nobody wants to say anything that destabilizes the financial markets. Obviously, they're engaged in the conversation, but they're not the central negotiators right now. So I think they both avoided the question.
Are we concentrating too much on the package and not enough on what has to be done if and when it passes?
Well, we need the package, and we don't know that it has yet got the agreement to pass. So the package has to come through, but I think you're right. As soon as that happens, about 20 minutes later, you start thinking, so how does it get implemented? What's next? Who's in and who's out of the Noah's Ark that's been created, the magic place where you can bring your toxic waste? If you can't bring your toxic waste, what are you supposed to do next?
You mean the toxic assets?
Sorry, the toxic, yes, absolutely.
Well, no, it might as well be toxic waste for all the enthusiasm some people would have about them, certainly. But what do you want to point us to? What should we be considering over the next few months?
Well, I think we have to start looking outside the U.S. I mean, we've been very focused on the American situation in the last week, but this is a global problem. Mm-hmm. And if you think about cracks in the system, there are some cracks that the U.S. can plaster over with pretty big $700 billion Band-Aids. But if they're outside the U.S., if they're in Europe, for example, that's much harder for the U.S. to do. You need, for example, the G7, mm-hmm. or you need to get the European Union, or perhaps the people who run the Eurozone together. And what has worried me this last week, among other things, is the fact that these other countries and other players have not wanted to step up. In fact, they're saying we don't have a problem, it's just an American problem. That's
Prime Minister right. Brown said that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did, among other things. And so did Commissioner Almunia. Speaking to the European Parliament. That is known as sticking your head in the sand. Sometimes it's a good strategy. I don't think it's a wise idea right now.
I wonder what, in your experience, you might have had at the International Monetary Fund, you might impart to us now that might be useful, from which America can learn right now.
Well, it's a strange thing, and I think hard for a lot of people to believe, but the experience of the IMF, which is very deep with regard to emerging market crises, when people lose confidence in the banking system, mm-hmm. and people run for the doors and out of the country in terms of where they want to with their money, that strikes me as being increasingly relevant to the United States. I'm not sure people will run out of the country. I don't see a run out of the dollar, but certainly mm-hmm. running out of banks, running away from Lehman, running away from AIG, and we see pressure on some big financial institutions even yesterday, even when it seemed like the package was more or less going to go through. So confidence is key. And in all these emerging market crises, its confidence has been really precarious. This is a new thing for the U.S. to find itself in such a deep, pervasive crisis of confidence.
Speaking as an economist and not a politician who has to worry about putting together political support, is a package like this compromised by having to include provisions, be they either limiting executive compensation, which certainly seems morally defensible, but might play have a different role in the package, or standing up for homeowner loans, that sort of thing?
No, I think if you put sensible provisions in, and I think most of what went in this week was sensible, that's actually very good because it's the legitimacy of the program that really matters. You want something that has a lot of support. You want something that people around the country believe in, particularly because you're most likely going to have to come back. You're either going to have to come back for more money or for different sort of responsibilities and rights for the Treasury Secretary or something else, other pieces to be fixed. The underlying mortgage problem has to be fixed. And if there isn't a consensus, if there isn't agreement on this package, then you're going to have problems down the road.
Without exposing anyone to ridicule, in fact, are the basics of the U.S. economy sound if we can just get over this debt crisis?
I don't think we can say that they're sound right now. I don't think it's as bad as it looks at the fundamental level. There's a problem of confidence in the financial system, but that spills over to the real economy, to investment decisions, to what consumers want to do really very quickly. So the fundamentals look at best dodgy right now and definitely turning down. If you can fix the confidence, that will help a lot, no question about it.
And with three cheers for democracy, do you kind of wish this had happened either a year ago or a year from now at a time when there wasn't a hot political campaign going on?
I'm not sure. I think people are very focused on the issues, and perhaps it's accelerated things a little bit. Mm-hmm. I wish we were a little closer to November, personally, because then I could see...
We're pretty close.
Well, no, we're not, actually. We're quite some distance from November, given the speed with which financial markets work these days. And we have to get to November. If this plan, the Paulson plan, gets us to November, I think it'll be regarded as a success.
Simon Johnson, among other things, senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics and founder of BaselineScenario.com. Thanks so much.
Thank you.